Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
You don't necessarily say anything in air. You just get us with these opens and make us look like fools most of the time.
Yes, make you look like fools.
And Chris Ello.
You're okay. Let me
$50.
No. See, this is why I asked the question the way I did. This is why I asked the way I did. Okay.
I was gonna say $2 million.
Okay.
I was.
All right. Thank you.
There.
Thank you.
You got it.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, we made it back over the weekend. Padres and Dodgers gave us 11 hours and 21 minutes of baseball, 30 innings of baseball, 996 pitches, and the Dodgers took 2 out of 3 over the Friars. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby today. In our Odyssey Palace Studios, Braden Suprenant standing by for Padre pregame show about an hour from right now. And then at 7 o'clock tonight, Padres and Brewers, Joe Musgrove, no-no Joe, makes his first start at Petco Park since throwing that no-hitter in Texas a week and a half ago. He'll get the call, but a real good right-hander on the mound for Milwaukee tonight as well. Brandon Woodruff, that's a 7-10 start tonight for Padre baseball. And Padre's letting us know to tell you Padre tickets are available not only for tonight's game but for the entire series. Go to padres.com/tickets for any kind of ticket information. I know people out there have been saying, how do I get into a game? You know, I mean, do I have to have season tickets? Do I have to know somebody? Who do I do? Do I have to call Scraby? Definitely don't call Scraby. That's not going to work.
I don't have anything.
But go to padres.com/tickets. They do have tickets apparently available for all three games of this Brewer series tonight and tomorrow and then Wednesday afternoon. A couple of things to get you caught up on before we get back to the Padres and Dodgers. The NFL draft is coming up a week from Thursday. You know me, I start counting down the days, you know, when we get down to 10, 11 days before the draft. And if you want a mock draft, we've got it. 6 days of a comprehensive first-round NFL mock draft. It is the ultimate mock draft 2021 presented by the Locked On Podcast Network and Odyssey. Join us April 19th through April 26th. So it starts to this evening.
Yes.
The biggest mock draft event all year. Locked On local experts make the selections with Odyssey football experts, including Michael Irvin, Ross Tucker, Jason LaCanfora, Brian Baldinger, and other Odyssey hosts who know the ins and outs of their teams the best. So you get the picks, the trades, and insights from all of your favorite NFL teams by subscribing to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 presented by Locked On and Odyssey on the new Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey is, of course, your audio home for all of the sports, podcasts, music, and news that matter to you. That's AUDACY, Odyssey. And we talked with our head guy today, Adam Klug.
Our head honcho.
The head honcho, as it were. And he tells us that next Thursday, during the NFL draft, you want to keep it locked right here to Gwen and Chris. Not only will we have our regular program that day, but once the draft gets underway, we will be carrying Roger Goodell stepping
to Tagovailoa.
That's what you're getting.
Tua Tagovailoa.
That is the kind of insight you're going to be getting. Yes, you'll be getting Roger Goodell's live announcements of all of the draft choices next Thursday evening. So if you're an NFL draft fan, just keep it right here on Gwen and Chris. We'll have all of the draft for you, all of the selections and the, you know, top 10, first 15, 25 pick, whatever it is.
Whatever you feel is important.
Whatever we feel is important, yes. But we'll be following the draft for you here next Thursday. So make sure you join us for that. Scraby, what'd you take out of the weekend series? Give me just a little kind of a genuine recap in your mind. Dodgers do end up winning 2 out of 3. I know Padres are feeling, you know, good about getting the last game, but facts are the facts. Dodgers still won the series. So what do you think?
What I'm taking out of this weekend is that things are going to go well for the Padres because some of their guys are struggling at the plate, and they can only get better. Fernando Tatis Jr., Tommy Pham. And like our callers were saying earlier, I had the same feeling on Friday night. That didn't feel like a loss, even though it was a loss. It felt like a, hey, we're here as a game. Like, the Padres are here to stay. They came back multiple times in that game when people didn't think that they could.
Yes.
Saturday was the same. The only reason that they lost that game, well, not the only reason, but one of the reasons they lost that game is because a potential Hall of Fame player made a Hall of Fame catch, and then yesterday they made the comeback late in the game, and they won. So yeah. I'm feeling very, very good. How about you, Chris?
Well, I'm feeling okay.
Oh,
I'd be feeling a lot better had they won the series, and that's because it's a results-based business, and ultimately you have to get the job done and get the wins. But I agree with most of what you say. If the Dodgers – I mean, look, the Dodgers have they understand how good the Padres are. The Padres have the Dodgers' attention. Anybody that says differently is just trying to create clicks on their website or, you know, create a stir on Twitter. The Dodgers, they can't even say that they don't. Look, what was it? Dylan Hernandez had a great line today in his column in the LA Times, and it said that the Dodgers better be aware of the Padres, because if the Dodgers could be taken to a game 163 playoff by a very nondescript Colorado Rockies team just a couple of years ago. And I had forgotten about that.
Yeah,
right?
Me too.
I mean, the Rockies are so bad now. You forget a couple of years ago, the Rockies actually tied the Dodgers for the division championship. And, you know, I think the Dodgers were a little fortunate. The one game playoff coin flip was in LA. I think that gave the Dodgers a little advantage. They won the game, and they ended up getting the division. The Rockies had to go into the playoffs as a wild card. But if the Rockies could push the Dodgers to 163rd game, that Rocky team was not as good as this Padre team.
Of course, yeah.
That was the point that Dylan Hernandez was making in his article. That Rocky team, nowhere near as good as this Padre team. Now, that Dodger team from a couple of years ago, 2018, may not be as good as this Dodger team. But remember, now the Dodgers are going without Cody Bellinger, and we don't know how long this is going to be for. I mean, this
Hairline
could be a week, a month, a couple months. I don't know how long he's out for. So they're going to be shorthanded. And look, the Padres, absolutely. They showed they can play with them, showed they can come back on them. This was trending towards a sweep as of yesterday afternoon at about 2:30. I mean, it was a 2-0 game. Bowers on the hill. And the Padres have lost the first two, and you're thinking, boy, they're going to find a way not to win this one, too.
I was at the game yesterday, and there was just a sense of impending doom until they had that
seventh inning tied. Once they brought Gratterall in, and then Manny got his third hit of the day, and And then Hosmer came through with yet another clutch RBI and then came up with another one in the eighth inning. But, you know, look, the Padres can play with these guys. They know that. The Dodgers, if they didn't know it, they know it for sure now. And it's just a matter of doing the little things a lot better. And I don't mean a little better. They got to be a lot better. We talked about this at the beginning of the show, Scrappy. Even though the Dodgers made three errors Friday night, the Padres can't make three errors Friday night. Tatis got to eat that ground ball. That's just, you know, let a run score instead of throwing it away and having two score. And as it turned out, three scored because that guy came in on a wild pitch strikeout. Taylor came in on a wild pitch strikeout. So they ended up getting three runs instead of one run on that throw. And you just, those are the kinds of things that you can't do. You've got to be better, a lot better. Everybody says the Padres only need to be a little. No, they got to be a lot better at the little things. And, you know, as great as Yu Darvish was and is, you know, you can't walk the opposing pitcher with the bases loaded.
He knows
that's
that.
A free out.
But
that's a free. But it's
that's got, a rough it's, way for you to lose a game.
I agree, and I know everybody on Twitter, not everybody, but a lot of people were really critical of the home plate umpire on that. I think it was Tom Hallion, and you know, well, that's a you missed
but he was
that pitch.
It both
you
ways,
that.
According to Jesse and Tony.
Number one, number two, it takes four balls to walk the pitcher.
Yeah,
you're going to tell me that every one of those pitches was a bad call by the home plate umpire?
Of course,
you just can't take that chance. You can't. You got to be able to go after that. You can't hit a batter with two strikes, walk a hitter, load the bases, and then once they do load the bases, you can't walk the pitcher. You just can't. You want to be a championship team? Can't do it. And I mean, like I said, Yu Darvish pitched a great game, only gave up one hit the whole night, but that mistake is enough to beat you.
Well, and
yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it said Darvish loser 0-1 or whatever his record at 1-1.
Yeah,
and he lost the game.
He did.
To me, it's all about you can't do those things that lose you a game. You got to do those things that win you a game.
One thing that bothered me about Friday, and it's early in the year, and I know that they're all professional baseball players, but I growing up, my coaches always told me never go down looking with two outs in the bottom half of an inning with a runner on third. Never go down looking. You've got to just swing the bat. I was always taught, and I know that we're talking about Little League coaches.
Yes, that's so much easier said than done.
It is, but those
at the major league level
were close.
Will Myers struck it. Will Myers struck out a couple times looking late in that ball
Fernando
game.
Did too.
Yeah, but I can't.
Can't
hold.
Go down looking.
Well, yes, you can.
They're throwing 100 miles. Not in that situation.
They're throwing 100 miles an hour, and sometimes they lock you up with a pitch, and it happens. You know,
I can understand you getting locked up on a pitch, but at least throw the bat at it.
Would you? Okay. Would you throw the bat at it?
It's right
down. It's right down the. Would you rather see a guy strike out looking? Or would you rather see a guy strike out swinging at a pitch that's 8 miles outside?
This is a good question.
Because that's what you're asking me. You've only got about a tenth of a second
to decide.
I'd rather
them go down swinging every time.
Swing at something that's nowhere near.
You're giving yourself a chance over nothing.
You're not giving yourself a chance if you're swinging at a pitch that's 5 feet over your head.
Yeah, but you're not also giving yourself a chance when you're not swinging at a pitch with two strikes in the end of the game.
It was unfortunate they got locked up. Those guys made some good pitches, too. Look, Friday night's game was an epic game. It was fantastic. It was exciting. It was special. You're not going to see a better game than that all year. Hopefully you'll see games like that once October starts, but I don't think you'll see too many regular season games like that one. It was spectacular. I mean, Profar coming through with a two-run double to tie it. Dodgers scoring off Melanson, then Hosmer coming up with a single off Jansen to tie it again, and back and forth in extra innings, and both teams having runners at second base with nobody out and not being able to score in the 10th or the 11th inning, and it was a special game on Friday night. You're not going to see many like that one. And Saturday night, like you said, it took you stole it from me. You said a Hall of Fame player made a Hall of Fame catch. You stole that directly from me, by the way,
because
I said
earlier,
that exact phrase earlier in the show.
I was talking to you earlier. I say sometimes I steal
tell you,
your phrases.
I want to tell you how well you described that, but I can't give it all to you because you're stealing it directly from me.
I asked you if it was okay to steal stuff from you earlier.
Yes,
in the day. You said okay.
I'm proud of you for doing it. I'm proud of you for doing it. But anyway, these two teams will get together again this weekend, but you can't worry about that right now because you got a tough Brewer Club in town for the next 3 days. When we return on the program, Matt Snyder, CBS Sports baseball writer, he's going to join us, get some of his thoughts on this first meeting of the year between the Dodgers and the Padres. You know,
I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to ask him the age-old question right now. Have the Padres closed the gap on the Dodgers?
No.
You know what? I'm tired of hearing about this gap.
There's no gap.
It's not that big of a gap. Well, there's a gap because the Dodgers are the champs and the Padres are trying to be the champs. But the gap isn't that big. And I think this weekend, I hope, at least proved it to most people. And, you know, we'll just see how this series plays out from here. But Matt will join us when we come back. Do we have traffic? Let's check it out and then get on back with more Gwen and Chris on 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Here we go on Gwen and Chris. 520 is the time. All of our guests join us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. You can save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. And joining us right now, guesting with us, is Matt Snyder from CBS Sports, a baseball writer. Talk about the weekend series that was the Dodgers and the Padres. Matt, how you doing? How you holding out after that weekend series?
Oh, that was awesome. That was really fun.
Yeah, not bad. I added it all up, Matt. We had 11 hours and 21 minutes of baseball, and we were just four pitches shy of 1,000 for the three-game series. So it was kind of some epic stuff. What do you feel we've learned, if anything, after these first three meetings?
Well, you know, obviously the Dodgers won the series. They are still the better team. And obviously if you're the Padres, you want to win the series. But I took some positives away from the Padres' end, because if you look at it objectively, you could change just a few plays and you've got a Padres sweep right there. Now, we could say the same thing on the Dodgers' end. They were very close to sweeping the Padres as well.
Right.
But I think the big takeaway there is, if you're the Padres, even though you lost the series, you know that you can stand toe-to-toe with them. And there's no way in the world that they're going to be intimidated next time they play them. I mean, they wouldn't have been intimidated anyway. But this shows, hey, we're right with this team. We can stand toe-to-toe with these guys. And they weren't even full strength. Noah Met, no Austin Nola. Tatis just got off the injured list. So, meanwhile, the Dodgers, I mean, they sat Mookie Betts and Corey Seager the night before. in Colorado, they pushed back Walker Buehler in order to have their three best pitchers going. So they were taking him very seriously, and the Padres stood toe-to-toe with him.
They sure did. Matt Snyder here, CBS Sports on with us, 97.3 The Fan. Eric Hosmer has been someone here in San Diego that is loved or hated, and right now it's definitely loved, and he's been awesome with two outs and runners in scoring position. He's hitting 9 for 12 this year with 11 RBIs. Why isn't he talked about more nationally? Is he's kind of a forgotten first baseman, even though he's producing so well for the Padres.
Well, I mean, he's been inconsistent year to year at times. He doesn't have near as much power as is elite tier first baseman. And, you know, the position you play, it does matter. You're supposed to be a big power guy, a big bat first guy at first base. And he's not the best player on his team. But, you know, and it's funny on the clutch stats. Like, I do think that the old school mindset probably overrates it too much. But I also think the new school mindset underrates it some. I really do think that there are guys who are a lot more comfortable with the game on the line in the batter's box. And I think Hosmer is, for whatever reason, he is in a mentally in a good place when the game's on the line.
Matt Snyder of CBS Sports is our guest here talking Dodgers Padres, the epic series that was Dodger. excuse me, Matt.
Are you getting checked up over Eric Hosmer?
Well, every time around this time of day, my voice goes. The Dodgers starting pitching shut the Padres down. 18 innings, allowed 3 runs, struck out 19. But the Dodger bullpen, 4.91 ERA in the series. Is that the one potential Achilles heel for the Dodgers, just Dave Roberts getting that bullpen together? And even he said on Sunday he kind of managed it with the big picture in mind, did not use Knebel, did not use Jansen late in that game, did not lose Trinan late in that game Sunday. So is that the one area of concern, if there is one, for the Dodgers? Oh, no.
High-end talent there. I mean, if you get the best versions of, like, Knebel, Trinan, and Jansen, that's a big-time shut you down. But bullpens are volatile as it is. We've seen Kenley Jansen have some problems with the velocity in recent years. He hasn't been a sure thing. Trinan, the year after he was one of the best closers in baseball for the A's, the next year he lost his job to Liam Hendricks. Knebel's had injury issues. So, yeah, it's possible if you catch him at the right time that their bullpen would be in disarray. I don't think that would be the case with their position players or their starting rotation at all.
Matt Snyder, CBS Sports, here with us on 97.3 The Fan. The Padres are set to supposedly get to Nelson Lamet back here this week against the Brewers either Tuesday or Wednesday. I know that you watched the game on Friday and you saw Ryan Weathers, and Nelson Lamet will go right back into the starting rotation. But where do you think Ryan Weathers fits? Do you think that he could be that fifth pitcher that the Padres are looking for? You know, they also got Chris Paddock. He hasn't been terrible this year, but he hasn't been the 2019 Chris Paddock. They call him, we found out earlier, they call him the mall cop around here now, not the sheriff. So it's a tough world here in San
That's
Diego.
That's not true. There's a couple of people that are calling him that.
I looked on Twitter. There's a lot of people calling him a mall cop on Twitter. It's gross. But what do you think about Ryan Weathers? What do you think about that back end of the Padres rotation?
I still think you gotta stick with Paddock for a little bit. I mean, he was really good in 2019. He showed promise of being like a frontline starter. And 2020 was weird for everybody. There were a lot of guys that had funky off years. There were some guys that blew up when they were, it was just a weird year. It was 60 games with no fans. So I'm not going to judge too much on 2020. I'm going to give Paddock some more shots there. And Weathers, he looked great. He's not fully stretched out yet, as we know. But he might be able to stick as like a spot starter swingman. Maybe you could do that. And then if you get to the point where later in the season, maybe somebody gets hurt or maybe Paddock continues to struggle and they do want to make the switch. Yeah, I think you probably kind of leave him a little stretched out, like I said, to either be like long relief or a spot starter. You know, you never know if they have a few games canceled and have to play some doubleheaders and they need him to go in like game two of doubleheader. I think that probably would be the correct route for somebody that young. You can transition guys. I mean, both Chris Sale and David Price, when they first came up, were in the bullpen and then they moved over to the starting.
Right. And David Price has come through in the bullpen for the Dodgers a couple of times in the last week or so. So Matt Snyder's with us from CBSSports.com. I'm so excited. My voice is cracking.
But, every time.
I love having Matt on the show. He's always great to us. Matt, Tommy Pham is struggling out of the gate at like 7 for 50. He's hitting .140. And the natives are getting a little restless. What do you say to natives who get restless over people who get off to slow starts like a Tommy Pham?
I would couch it first by saying I've been in your shoes many times and I overreact and I have to tell myself this, but settle down. It's okay. It's 162 games. It's not another 60-game pandemic sprint. It's 162 games. This guy's got an established track record of being fringe star caliber when he's at his best, and he's not too old to think, oh, this is father time catching up with him. So I think you give him time and see if he can work things out. And you've got a good coaching staff there that are allowed to use in-game video this year. I think through adjustments and just letting the season kind of come to him, he'll be the Tommy Pham of old eventually. Sometimes guys just get off to really slow starts. I mean, Mark Teixeira was a notorious slow starter who was always terrible in April. So it happens.
See, there we go. It happens in April. I like it. I like it. Matt Snyder of CBS Sports with us. Last one for me, Matt. The Yankees, they're in disarray. I mean, I can't believe we've never seen the Yankees this bad before at 5-10. I'm joking a little bit, obviously. I'm joking a little bit. But what do you think about the Yankees and kind of where they're going this year? I know Aaron Boone had that surgery for the pacemaker earlier in the year, and not that that's taking away from his managing ability, but yeah, it's got to be some stress. You got Aaron Judge in and out of the lineup. What are you thinking about the Yankees? Give us a little update on them here for us on the West Coast.
Probably a similar template to the discussion I just had about Pham, but on a team-level basis.
Yeah, okay.
Like, they're too talented to be playing like this. It is funny, though. Like, if you actually watch them play, they look every bit as bad as 5-10. They look completely broken. But they can be streaky. Last year, at one point, they lost 15 of 20. They started 16-6. They lost 15 of their next 20, but then after that, they won 10 games in a row. So I guess maybe they're just streaky. I don't understand what's going on with them against the Rays, though. I mean, they're 1-5 against the Rays. The Rays are 3-8 when they don't play the Yankees.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. Like, the Rays just got their teeth kicked in by the Rangers, and then they go to the Bronx and own the Yankees. It shows you how funky baseball can be in small samples. But I believe the Rays are now 18-5 against the Yankees going back to the last series of 2019. That's just outrageous with a team as talented as the Yankees. But again, I would expect at some point something to kind of kick them into gear.
I would think so. Joe Musgrove starts tonight for the Padres, coming off a no-hitter two starts ago, but this is his first start at home. Speaking of baseball and strange things, aren't no-hitters strange? I mean, when you think about it, the Padre organization had never had one before. Now they've got one. Joe Musgrove, a local kid, was the guy who got it. You know, there's been some pretty good pitchers throughout Padre history. None of them ever got a no-hitter. But I think it's going to be pretty exciting. Fans tonight are going to welcome him back, and I'm sure he'll get a great ovation. Talk a little bit about just the strangeness of no-hitters, because I think Joe Musgrove being the guy, nobody would have guessed that.
Oh, absolutely. You can have, like, Greg Maddux never threw one. But then you've got the guys that I can't place his name right now. The dude on the White Sox who threw a perfect game in Seattle in, like, 2012.
Oh, Philip Humber.
Humber, yeah. So you got Humber throwing a perfect game. Maddux never even threw a no-no. It just shows how on a day-in, day-out basis, baseball can continue to surprise you. Hey, last week, Carlos Rodon threw a no-hitter for the White Sox. He was non-tendered by the White Sox. And then he had to go back to them with his tail between his legs and sign a minor league deal in February. And then he throws a no-hitter.
There you go.
So, yeah, it just goes to show on a day-in, day-out basis how funky this game can be. I do think the baseballs are deadened a little bit, and they haven't really done anything that's messed with the pitching. So we might see a lot more no-hitters flirted with this year.
How about that? All right. We'll keep an eye out for that, Matt. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Always great catching up with you. Sorry my voice gave out halfway through, but it's just because we're excited to have you on the program. And we'll be excited to have you next time, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks again for your time. Have a great one. Matt Snyder right there, good writer for CBS Sports. You're looking for some good stuff to read on the websites out there. Matt Snyder does a nice job covering baseball and joining us here on the program. All right, Scraby, you've got, what, a day Daily Gambit stuff coming up?
I have a Daily Gambit. I also...
Because I know we made some bets over the weekend.
We did. We did. Yeah. We didn't fare that well. But,
oh, boy. Well.
We also have a... This is awkward.
I love when you're having a chat with yourself over live radio because that's really excellent.
Oh, no. I also have to tell you that this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Dell Technologies.
Oh.
When you
I appreciate you telling us that.
When you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor, they're focused on you, ready to offer tailored solutions powered by Intel vPro platform to keep your small business ready for what's next. Call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. And Matt Snyder appeared with us on...
The Hotline.
We're a well-oiled machine today.
That was Matt Snyder on the premier Chevrolet on the Hotline.
Yeah,
on the premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline is what it was.
Yes.
And we invite you to save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. And thank you to our friends there at Chevrolet of Carlsbad. The fan hotline, Matt Snyder, doing a good job. And Scraby says, we didn't do such a good job on the Daily Gambit. We'll try to do better tonight, and we'll do that when we come back on Gwen and Chris. Hey, Scraby.
Yes?
I have a question.
Okay, what's that?
Who is Patrick Marleau, and why should we care about him?
Oh, we should care about him. He plays for the Sharkies, number one.
Sharkies. What sport is that for the uninitiated?
Hockey.
NHL player.
They're the San Jose Sharks.
Yes, they are.
We'll get
so
into
why
that.
Should we care about Patrick Marleau?
We'll get into that in the Daily Gambit.
Oh, we're going to get into it in the Daily Gambit?
Yes.
All right, we'll do that.
There's a reason for it.
5:39 is the time. Crisello, Scraby alongside Tony Gwynn Jr., undergoing a little knee scope today. He's just fine. We talked to him after his procedure. He's doing very well. He'll be back in a couple of days. So going without Tony. Coming up at the top of the hour, Braden Surprenant has the Padres pregame show, getting you set for tonight's game between the Padres and the Milwaukee Brewers.
Milwaukee!
It's a good game. Brandon Woodruff pitching for Milwaukee is one of the best in the National League. And Joe Musgrove, last I checked, is not too shabby either. He's having a pretty good year, Musgrove.
Yeah.
He's given up one run the whole season.
0.47 ERA, is that
right.
What it is?
So should be a good matchup tonight in game one of a three-game set. The Padres and the Brew Crew. I think the Dodgers are playing in Seattle tonight against the Mariners.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So
they get
another night off. Actually, the Mariners are in first place in the American League West, last I checked.
Yeah, you give those Mariners their due. France hitting walk-off home runs?
I know, Ty France just making my heart all warm and fuzzy.
You know, there was a lot of former Padre news over the weekend. There was Ty France hitting the walk-off. There was also the unfortunate news for Josh Naylor that he hit into a triple play. I mean, it was back-to-back. It was back-to-back. That's
pretty rough. I understand that, but the triple play wasn't any of his doing. It was the idiot base runner on third base who took off and ran home after the ball was caught.
Still, he was
the one who hit it. Josh Naylor's fault.
Yeah, but he did let a ball go under his legs.
Yeah, he made an error. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Get rid of him. Game.
Put him out of his... Please, put him into the...
Don't say what you...
Put him into the double A.
Take him to pasture?
No, just put him into double A immediately. Josh Naylor committed an error. That's disgraceful. all right, Sean is on the line.
Oh, wait, I have more former Padre alert. I know. I saw that look on your face. I should have said this earlier. Francisco Mejia hit a home run, and Manny Margot hit a home run.
Okay, anything more?
That's all I can remember.
Who'd Francisco Mejia hit a home run for?
The Rays. That's who he plays for
these
days.
He plays for the Rays these days. You could have won a bet on that. I wouldn't have got that one. Rays will be in the World Series again with nobody on their roster. I don't know how they do it down there. Sean, thanks for calling. He wanted to bring up something that we have yet to touch on that happened in the game Friday night. Yes, Sean.
Well, I just think, you know, clearly we have established we've got this great bullpen. And yet everybody seems to forget that when the bullpen ends, we can keep going. And here comes Cronenworth to the and not only does he, you know, make the pitch that the pitcher hits to the pitcher, but he struck out freaking Mookie Betts.
Yes,
I know. He did.
We got to give the man credit here.
Yeah, that was a great moment. It was kind of lost in an epic game, but It wasn't lost on Jay Cronenworth. I don't know if anybody saw that when he struck out Mookie Betts.
He got the ball, right?
He got the ball.
Yeah.
Yes, he was waving for the ball to be thrown to him. He wanted to keep that ball.
I'm keeping that, too.
Struck out Mookie Betts. He also forgot to cover first base, which was a no-no, but he can hardly be blamed for that. He doesn't pitch very often. The thing that I was honestly was taken a little aback by, did you hear Jace Tingler on the I don't know who turned the post-game show. It came on at 1 in the morning.
I turned it off.
But if
I didn't
you heard,
hear Jace, but I turned
if you
I
heard
it
Jace in the post-game show that night, way, way late in the morning, early in the morning, as it were, he said that had Jay Cronenworth thrown more than 15 pitches, that Eric Hosmer was going to come into the game next.
Wow.
So that's who would have been next, if you're wondering out there. I was a little bit hurt. I thought they might call me up or something.
They're going to call you down.
Yeah, call me up. But that, I was awake. You could have got me. But, yeah, evidently Eric Hosmer was next in line, if you're wondering if the Padres – hopefully they'll never get into that situation again.
I thought it was interesting. I always love when position players pitch because I like to see how fast they could throw. And
he was in the 80s, Jake.
High 80s.
Yeah, he wasn't just tossing
usually
it up
there. Usually it's like low 80s, high 70s. But, no, it was like 87, 88.
And, of course, they had to put Joe Musgrove in the game in left field. And the first batter, of course, hits a fly ball right
and
to him.
And who was the first batter?
David Price, the pitcher.
And what was the result?
A sacrifice fly.
Like, how crazy is the end of that game? I'm still smiling
nuts.
About it.
It was
honestly.
Definitely nuts. But Sean, thanks for reminding us about that. I forgot about Jay Cronenworth. You know, the other strange thing that happened Friday night was that Jay Cronenworth, who was on our show Friday, struck out swinging.
Yes, he did.
Against Kenley Jansen. And he had only swung and missed it like one pitch or two pitches the whole year.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he ended up swinging and missing it like two in a row from Kenley Jansen. I remember being surprised by that. But Friday night's game, that was just the kind of game it was. It had a little bit of every crazy thing you could ever ask for. All right, let's step aside for a quick check of traffic and then Daily Gambit it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, The Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment. We usually do right around now, 5:30 to anywhere between 5:30 and 5:45. We made some baseball-related bets on Friday night going into that game, not knowing how crazy it was going to be, but we didn't fare
very
well.
What was the over-under on time of game?
There is a
bet
on
it wasn't
that.
Four. I know there is, but I'm sure it wasn't 4 hours and 57 minutes.
It was not 4 hours and 57 minutes. But I'm going to look real quick at the baseball line for tonight's game on how long it's going
to
be.
Trivia, do you know how long Saturday night's game was? The one that you got to do the post game for?
I think it was like 3 hours and 12 minutes.
Exactly. Do you know how long Sunday's game was?
Ooh.
Yesterday's?
Let's see. It started at 1:10.
Three hours and 12 minutes.
Wow.
Identical. Yes, 11 hours and 21 minutes of baseball the two teams played over the
weekend.
Oh, that's
where you got that number from.
That's where I got that from, yes.
All right, me doing things live on the air is not working out, so we're just going to move on from that.
Okay.
But let's go and recap what we did last week on Friday. The first bet that we made was Manny Machado and Mookie Betts to hit a home run plus 1,800. Chris said yes, I said no. Chris is laughing because looking back, it's kind of a ridiculous bet that we made. But
I don't think it was that ridiculous because it was plus 1,800.
Yeah,
so
true.
If it would have won, then I would have been able to win like 18 more bets.
I'll give you that. They didn't. Neither
but
of them
they didn't
hit
do
home
it.
Run.
So, yeah, it was a loss for me.
We also bet on the 5-inning money line. That's a very popular bet on BetQL. The 5-inning money line, which means whoever is winning the game after 5 innings is... you win or lose the bet.
Yes.
So the Dodgers were minus 150. The Padres were plus 130. So they were underdogs to be the 5-inning money line winner. We both chose the Padres, and we were both right. They were up 2-1 after 5 innings.
Thanks to Fernando Tatis Jr.'s home run in the bottom of the fifth.
Yes, his
they
monster
were
home
ahead.
Run.
Yes.
Then we bet on Walker Buehler. There was no real strikeout
line
on
Ryan
Weathers.
Just, I hate to interrupt you, but remember we talked about every time Fernando's been injured this year, even in spring training, when he came back the very next game, he had a home run.
Yep.
And he did it again Friday
He did
night.
It again. There's a slight caveat to that. We said it was his first at bat, but he hit...
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking first game.
Okay.
First game still
okay,
qualifies.
Well, no, it's still great all the way around.
Yeah, when you're coming back from a 10-day layoff and the injured list and the shoulder popping out and the whole thing that happened
It is
to
definitely
him,
a trend for him at
pretty
this
impressive
point.
For him
it's
to
a trend
back
for him.
And hit a home run in his first game, yeah.
We made some bets on the total strikeouts for Walker Buehler. The over-under line was at 7.5.
What did he end up with?
We both said under. We were both right. He had 4 strikeouts.
Only 4?
Yeah. Yeah,
Padres did a good job putting the ball in the
We did bet on that Fernando Tatis Jr. home run, though. It was yes was a plus 400, and a no is a minus 650. And if you're wondering what those numbers mean, the yes is plus 400, so you bet 100 to win 400 if he did hit a home run. If you did not think he was going to hit a home run, you bet 650 to make 100, which is crazy.
Jeez, so I lost 650.
Both of us said no.
We both lost 650.
And he
wow,
did.
That's
and
big.
He did.
That's a lot. That's a big loss right there.
We also bet on Manny Machado to hit a home run and the Padres to win. We know that he didn't hit a home run, so that cancels that part out, and they didn't win the game. We both said he was going to hit a home run, and the Padres were going to win.
We also said on Friday that we were doing a lot of betting with our heart, and that wasn't a really smart thing to do.
We did say that.
Remember that?
Yes. Yes.
Remember
I do
we mentioned that?
That.
Don't ever bet with your heart, man. Mm-hmm. That's a certain way to the poorhouse.
To the poorhouse, indeed.
Yeah.
The other bet we made, the last bet, was like one of those crazy good lines that I thought may happen type of bet, and it was Trent Grisham and Eric Hosmer to hit a home run on Friday night. Neither of them hit a home run.
Did I bet against that?
I said yes, you said no.
Okay.
Payout was going to be plus 3,300. So if you were to say, oh, I like that sound of that bet, I'm going to go make that bet. But yeah, it was a little bit out of reach. So those are the bets
if I'm not mistaken, that's known as a sucker bet. It sounds too good to be true, right? $3,300 to 100. But then what has to happen is something that is so unlikely to happen that you end up losing.
Out of those two, Trent Grisham and Eric Hosmer, who do you think was the question? Like, say we knew one was going to hit a home run.
Right.
Who was the guy who wasn't going to hit the home run?
Grisham.
Yeah. Even though he started the year four games.
Grisham hasn't yet established himself as a home run threat per se.
He can hit
he still
one
hits
every
one
here
once
and
in a
there.
While.
Yeah.
But Hosmer, not that Hosmer's a great home run threat either.
No, but he can do it.
But
we've seen
he
him
seems
do it.
More likely.
Yeah. All right. Those were all the bets that we made on Friday. We're going to
Did we win any of those? We won about 2 and 5.
You won the Fernando. Or no, we both said no. Sorry. That's stupid of me.
We didn't.
We won the 5-inning money line and we won the Walker Buehler under 4Ks.
So we won a couple.
Yes, so we're going to get to our bets for tonight in just 1 second. This hour is brought to you by Exergen. Accuracy matters. Trade up any non-contact thermometer for a $5 rebate toward an Exergen Accuracy Matters. Published research shows non-contact models miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Upgrade to Exergen, the only forehead thermometer proven accurate by published clinical studies. Visit Exergen.com. You can also visit our website, 97.3thefansd.com, or the Odyssey app to download and listen to anything that happens during the show, to any of the shows on the station. So, all
you know,
that.
It's the new national pastime.
Podcasting?
No, taking your temperature.
Oh,
I mean, think about it.
Is that you coming up with that, or did you hear that somewhere?
No, that's me coming up with that. Think about it. 14 months ago, how many times a month did you take your temperature?
We do it once
Zero.
A day here, coming in.
We do it everybody does it every day, more than once.
Are you, when you come in, because we have this thing where you can put up your wrist, or you can put your forehead. I put up my wrist.
I put my forehead on it. And
what?
And what I root for is my temperature to be 97.3.
My temperature is a 97.3 a lot.
It comes out that way a lot, so I get the 97.3, the fan temperature, before the show.
Brian,
I feel like
can you hear
be a
me
good
out
show
there?
That day.
They cannot hear us. Okay, I was going to ask them what they did, but it's okay. Yeah, I put up my wrist, and it was 97.3
put up your
today.
Wrist.
Yeah, you can.
I don't even know you could put up your wrist.
Yeah, where you take your pulse, you just put it
I'm
right.
I'm
going
to start
up
putting up my wrist.
Yeah. Okay.
But I like it to come out 97.3. That always makes me feel like I have
you,
a good show in store.
That is so weird. I feel the same way.
Yeah.
And it's always the opposite.
One day I went in there and I got a reading that was too low.
Like a 94? Like they thought you were
I don't
dead.
Know what it was, but the thing sounded off. I went, whatever it did. You didn't hear it? You were here.
No, it just flashes dead.
You are not alive. Yeah. Oh, really? That's news to me.
Yeah, that's news to me.
Yeah.
The ghost of Chris Ellett walking around.
Yeah.
All right, so tonight's bets, let's go over the baseball bets. We're going to do some NBA bets, and then we're going to tell you why we brought up the Sharkies earlier. Total strikeouts tonight, Brandon Woodruff, they're saying 6.5 is the over-under line. Over is -125, under is -105, so -105 is the more likely thing to happen. Chris, do you think he's going to go over or under 6.5 strikeouts? Over.
I think he's good. I think Brandon Woodruff's really good, and I think, you know, more than Walker Buehler. Well, I bet under on Walker Buehler as I didn't think he would go any further than 5 or 6 innings in that game Friday night. But I think Brandon Woodruff's the kind of guy that could go 6 or 7 innings tonight. He could. I don't know that he will, but he could. And if he does, he'll get over 6.5 strikeouts. He's good. I'm telling you what, the two pitchers that the Brewers are going tonight and tomorrow, Woodruff tonight and Burns tomorrow.
Oh, the guy tomorrow is insane.
He's insane statistically. But, people don't know who these two guys are anywhere near like they know Buehler and Bauer and Kershaw.
And they should know him.
But these two guys are almost as good. They're really, really good. So Woodruff, I'll go over on that tonight.
I'm going to go over as well just because Padres, we talked about it, they strike out more than they should. So I'm going to say he's over. The other one is obviously Joe Musgrove. And they're saying his over-under line for strikeouts tonight is 7.5, which is a lot.
More than Woodruff?
Yeah, over -150, under +115. So they're saying that he, no doubt, is going to be over 7.5, which bookies know what they're doing. And this surprises me. So I'm going to take the under on this. I mean, I don't think 8 strikeouts isn't not doable, but I don't know where they're getting these numbers, so I'm going to say under. What do you think?
8 strikeouts means you got to pitch at least 6-plus innings.
And we know he can do that.
He can. Well, he can pitch 9 if he's pitching a no-hitter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But our manager, Jace Tingler, doesn't like his starting pitchers to go past 6 innings very often. So I just think the odds favor betting this under.
Mm. Yeah, I agree.
That's why I'm doing it. It's not because I don't think Joe Musgrove could strike out 8 guys. He certainly can. I don't know that he'll be in the game long enough to strike out 8 guys.
I'm with you there.
Jace Tingler.
Uh-oh. We got a rant going?
No, we don't have time for a rant. But one thing that I'm not a big... But this isn't just Jace Tingler. This is baseball managers everywhere now. I don't think any of them stick with pitchers long enough.
Yeah.
I just don't, and I know that they're being careful, and I understand it's April, and they have a million reasons and excuses, but I just like when starting pitchers are allowed to stay in games.
I'm with you. Okay. I'm with you. But I say under, you say under, and again, it has nothing to do with Joe Musgrove's skill. It's just 7.5 strikeouts.
Don't give an excuse, Scribby. We both think we both think he's not very good, and we're picking him to go under.
That's not true at all.
It's not true, Joe. We love you, Joe.
We love you, Joe. No, no, Joe. Joe, no.
No, no.
All right, the NBA we're betting on. We haven't bet on the NBA in quite some time, actually.
Let's get one.
But the NBA is starting to heat up towards playoff time, so games are going to start getting all pretty competitive. Not that they haven't been, but you know the NBA. You could tune in with like 20 games left, and it's dramatic. It's dramatic. Chris shook his head like, I don't know what you're talking about over there. But the first game we're going to bet on is the Jazz taking on the Lakers in Los Angeles.
Lakers beat them the other night in overtime.
And the Jazz are favored by 6.5 points in this one. You're up first.
There was a time this year where the Jazz were beating everybody by at least 6.5 points. Remember they won 20 of 21 games and they were winning every game by double digits. And I think they covered the spread.
Were like 17.
Oh, they were covering the spread like 15, 16 games in a row. I'll take the Lakers. Lakers beat him the other night. Close game tonight.
Honestly, I'm not sure. Is LeBron back yet?
No.
Anthony Davis is about to come back.
About, but not.
All right, so you're going to take the Lakers.
I'm still going to take the Lakers.
I don't think the Jazz lose to the Lakers two times in a row.
I didn't say they would.
Taking the Jazz.
Take the Jazz. Give the points.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The other game we're going to bet on, the only other game that we can, is the Grizzlies in Denver to take on the Nuggets. The Nuggets favored by 7.5 points. You know what?
Are the Nuggets, is that the same team as the Nuggies?
No, you can't call them the Nuggies.
Yes, I can. People from Denver call them the Nuggies.
Do they?
Yes. You can call the Sharks the Sharkies. I can call them the Nuggies.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you can call them whatever you want. I've just never heard of them called the Nuggies because that means something different to me.
The Nuggies is silly, just like Sharkies is, but you don't seem to have any problem with that. Do you want to pause for station identification very quickly?
I was going
to
do that after
on the,
we made this
Padres
bet.
Radio Network, and then we'll tell you who we're going to bet on.
Sure.
Okay. Ooh, we still got show left.
Yeah, we're back, everyone. We're still doing the Daily Gambit, talking about Nuggies the day before 420. So, anyway.
Okay, I don't understand.
I'll explain to you off the air. Grizzlies taking
really?
On
the... That's not for on air?
No, it's not.
Really? 420? What am I thinking? I don't know. Okay, go ahead. I'm not even going to try to figure you out.
Both the guys are looking at us like, why are you talking about this right now? Well, Brian's wearing like
Brayden's shaking his head.
Obviously you've come up with something. Why does Brayden have a weird headdress on or something? Whatever
he's
getting got.
Ready for the pregame show. And he's got his war paint on.
The Grizzlies and the Nuggies. The Nuggies minus 7.5. What?
This is an easy one.
Okay, go ahead.
Nuggies.
He says it so quietly, too. I'm gonna take the Nuggies, man. Okay. Last one. And the reason we're talking about the Sharkies, they're playing tonight.
See, you talked Sharkies like it's no big deal. But Nuggies you have a problem with.
Because it means something completely different.
On 419.
On 419 and 420, it means something different. The Sharks, I'll just call them from now on, are taking on the Goldie Nighties.
Just do it.
No, the Golden Knights. The reason
is it the Golden Knights or the Golden Nuggets?
It's the Golden Knights. It's
the Golden Nuggies.
Yeah, Tony calls them the Golden Nuggies. The Sharks are visiting in Las Vegas.
People are tuning in right now going, can you get to the pregame show, please?
Will you get to the pregame show? And sounds like these guys have had some Golden Nuggies.
These times have had too much.
The reason that we're talking about the Sharks, I've tried to get to this for like 5 minutes now. It's because there was a record broken in the NHL tonight, and that is the most games played in NHL history, and it goes to the Sharks goalie, Patrick Marleau.
Goalie? Really?
I'm sorry.
He just moved positions.
I know.
He's a forward.
Yes, he's a forward. Patrick Marleau makes history, 23 seasons, 1,768 games, and I love the first comment on this NHL post. This just shows you that haters are everywhere. The first comment says, the only reason why this guy is still in the league is for this record, which is absolutely Bush League. He really has no business being in the league for the past four seasons. So this guy sets a record, and that guy they are tough.
People are really tough.
That was the first comment. So the
nice celebration for Patrick Marleau. He's going to come out to center ice to accept the honor and be the all-time game.
The only reason you're here is because of the record, bro.
Yeah. He's going to get booed vociferously off the ice there at the, what do they call that, the Earthquake Center or the
No, they're Shark in Dome Vegas. They're in Vegas. It's called the Shark Tank.
The Shark Tank, yeah.
Which is a great nickname.
Oh, they're on the road tonight
in Las Vegas. They're on the road. So the Sharks are plus 190. The Golden Knights are minus 235.
You almost called them the Golden Nuggets.
I did. Minus 235. You know what? I'm going to say that for Patrick Marleau, the Sharks win.
I'm going to say because Patrick Marleau stinks and he shouldn't be playing anymore. He's just in there for the record. I'll take the Golden Nuggies.
You're only going to take the Golden Nuggies.
Yeah.
All right. So I just read that guy's comment.
That's
by the way,
really mean.
Just to tell you.
On the day when he's setting the all-time record, that's an amazing achievement. Hockey is
23 seasons, and he's not playing goalie like I said he was. He's
out there
playing
taking hits.
A position where he's taking hits. He's getting injured. He's doing all that stuff.
Hockey's a physical sport. I remember Patrick Marleau, like 23 years ago, it seems like he started his career. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, he did. He did. And the NHL also tweeted out something. How old were you when Patrick Marleau made his debut in 1997? And...
I don't think I was born yet.
Yes, you were definitely born. You were actually born in the late 1800s.
The 1800s.
I was 12.
You were 12.
I was 12.
All right. Do we have to get out of here yet?
We
Britain's
do. It's
like
time.
Dying to get in there and do the pregame
it's
show.
It's time.
All right. Padres and Pirates are coming up next. For those of you who can't get enough of me, I'll be on tonight around midnight some point for the postgame show. So stick around for that. Enjoy Padre baseball coming up next. For Tony, for Scraby, I'm Chris. Have a great day from Gwen and Chris. And stay tuned for Padre baseball next on 97.3 The Fan.
Bye!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.